What's up, everyone? Sam Brief here with a fresh Chi State pod for you. And it's almost soccer season, believe it or not. It's almost fall sports season, not only on the pitch, but also on the court for volleyball, on the track for cross country. We even have some tennis, golf in the fall. So, hey, sports are coming back here at Chicago State. It's August, which means it's time to prepare for battle. Of course, a lot of exciting things happening at Chicago State, including the hiring of new director of athletics, Dr. Monique Carroll, some new head coaches, and of course, a lot of new and returning student athletes ready to let it rip. And I'm excited to have you with us for today's Chi State Pod with two of those new head coaches, one of whom is familiar, one of whom is brand new. Alani Fernandez, the brand new one, she's coming from Valparaiso University, where she was a women's soccer assistant coach, and now she's the interim head coach here at Chicago State. If you watch the Chicago Chauffeur, you already got up to speed on Alani, her history, her background, but we're going to dive into a little more nitty-gritty with her as she gets set for year one in leading the Cougar program, and she's alongside the familiar face, Norris Howes, who last season was an assistant coach for Chicago State men's soccer and helping build the program in its first season since the 1980s, including a big win over Northwestern and more. Norris Howes was an assistant. Now he's the head coach in year two for Chicago State men's soccer. So we got a two-on-one podcast with Alani, Norris, and me, and we're going to talk shop everything from their coaching inspirations to what we can expect on the pitch for their Cougars. So Norris and Alani on the other side, but first I really want to remind you about BSN Sports, the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country. They would like to thank all the coaches out there, like Norris and Alani, who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives. That's the real final score. So learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Just call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit them at bsnsports.com today. And now, here is Norris and Alani. So we got three people here. Two of them are soccer coaches. One of them is anything but, and that's me. And I want to know how you guys are doing with the season coming up so soon.
We're excited. I think that's like one of the overall feelings. Of course, like being transparent, there's also comes that piece of nervousness as we take on our first year as head coaches, at least myself. But really excited walking into a great group of young people. And they've already made the journey so fun so far. So,
Norris, what about you?
No, we're excited about the season as well. As Alani said, there's a little bit of nervousness to it, but we're excited. I know that we have a great group of young men coming in, and we're just looking forward to get the season started.
I'd like to start with you guys both personally coming into a new role, right? Norris, you were with the program last year under Coach Banks in the first season for the program since the 80s. Alani, you're in your first year here at Chicago State. And Norris, since you're by the mic, I'll start with you. What did you learn last year in helping build this program from the ground up that makes you feel confident heading into this year as head coach?
Man, well, I just got to shout out, you know, Trevor Banks for getting this program started, you know, being his assistant, being by his side through the fall and throughout some of the spring, you know, just taking notes on him on how our programs should be run, you know, sitting back, kind of watching how he ran this program and understanding that it takes a lot of time to run a program, to lead 30 young men to you know, academic heights, athletic heights. So it's a struggle sometimes, but I learned a lot and looking forward to, you know, leading these men.
It was a really unique start for you guys last year. Right. Your first game was under the lights at SeatGeek Stadium, which is a pro soccer stadium. You're playing a Big Ten school in Northwestern and you get a win on an 87th minute penalty kick. Hal Wayne Allen, Norris, just a wild week leading up to that. Take me to the moment, what you were feeling there as your boys went 1-0.
Honestly, you know, I don't have the time to describe the feeling of it, but let's just say getting that first win for your program against an in-state rival school in Northwestern under the lights at a professional soccer stadium with 30 new guys is just, it was incredible, man. Just going into the locker room and celebrating them, but everything leading up towards it. The two-a-days, the hot weather, you know, getting these guys into the program, buying into what we wanted, and ultimately winning against Northwestern was one of the best feelings I've ever had as a coach or a player.
And you were an assistant coach. Of course, you mentioned Coach Trevor Banks. You guys really built this thing up together, and now you're leading the program. So with the season not having officially started yet, but you doing, of course, so much over the offseason, recruiting, schedule making, and all that, what has been the biggest difference for you from assistant to head?
Just being in charge of everything and taking the lead on everything. You know, as a head coach, everything falls back on you. So you have to take full responsibility in everything that you do on the field and off the field. Just, you know, being the leader of the program. It's just a different seat to sit in.
How does it feel to sit in that seat? I mean, your family must be really excited. Like, you know, you find out you're going to be Division I head coach in the city of Chicago. I'm curious what your first thought was when you found out.
My first thought was, you know, man, this is something I've dreamt of. Happened quite earlier than I thought it would, but this is something I've dreamt of, and I could see myself in this seat once I started my coaching career. And to finally get here is just, I want to pat myself on the back, but it's just awesome to be in this seat. And this is something I've wanted to do my whole life, you know, giving back to the players, giving back to the community. And I think that's the best role, being a head soccer coach.
You know, you have done this before, and I'll never forget standing in Coach Banks's office before you guys went to Dixie State, now Utah Tech University, last year, because Coach was suspended for a game.
Yes.
And you had to hop in as head coach. And I looked at you and I said, hey, here you go. It's your Division I head coaching debut on the road. And you were locked in. You were ready to roll. So it's actually a unique situation in which, yes, you're making your head coaching debut technically, but honestly, not really, because you did it last year in Utah.
Yeah, got a little experience last year, but now it's the real thing moving forward.
Yeah, and I want to get into your student athletes, into the team, into a little bit of what's going to look new, what's going to look the same. But first, I really want to hear from you, Alani. Of course, I already drove around with you on the Chicago Chauffeur. I learned all about everything from your Hawaiian heritage to your Warriors fandom. But tell me what it means to you to be leading this Chicago State women's soccer program.
It's incredible. It's an incredible opportunity, and a lot like Norris. Probably came earlier than I would have ever thought. My biggest thing, when I had especially joined the 30 under 30 program through United Soccer Coaches, was like to take my time, enjoy the ride, because I have 30, 40 years left in this profession. And so for this opportunity to come early and a little unexpected, though, was just like I said, an incredible piece and an incredible step in my journey that I am really excited about and that I am taking in. And I am so lucky to have walked into, like I said, an amazing team to lead. I'm excited about it.
You mentioned it coming a little earlier than expected, right? A lot of people have to wait till they're much older to get that first, especially Division I head coaching gig. And now here you are suddenly leading this program. What's been the biggest learning curve for you, Alani?
Everything. Are you kidding? Everything. You are in charge. You're the most consistent person for the next 4 years, sometimes two, in these young people's lives. And being that rock for them is so important. And I think sometimes that can kind of get missed. And we're so worried as head coaches about the paperwork and making sure the rosters are set and making sure that travel is set, that like sometimes that relationship piece is like pushed to the side or pushed upon our staff. But like, I'm so big on relationships that it's been really incredible to get to know 22 people and be that person for them. So
both of you, I know, are learning a lot about your coaching styles on the fly, but of course you've got a foundation. You've got experience coming in. Alani, I know you're high energy. What kind of coach are you? How would you describe it?
I'm very, very adamant on the small details. Mm-hmm. So through anything, any part of the session, I will stop and I will talk about these small details that create the bigger picture to make sure that we all understand what the foundation is here. Of course, competitive and effort is 100% my biggest piece of it. If you didn't make the 120 in time, that's fine, but did you finish it out? And the mentality piece, I'm really big on mentality, right? You make a mistake, I can't even remember the last mistake you made, but I do remember how you responded to that mistake. And so just making sure that like the foundations of mentality, of effort, of understanding that small details matter, that's where it starts. And then we can build off that.
Yeah, details are so important. That's what you can control,
absolutely,
right? I once did an exercise that was, it looked at like a little circle and it said, okay, in this circle are the three things. There are only three things in your life that you really can control. And those are what you're physically doing with your body, what you're saying with your mouth, and what you're thinking in your mind, right? Those are the three things. And if a student athlete, if a soccer player is giving max effort with their body, is showing the body language, is communicating with their mouth, right? They're controlling those details. So
absolutely,
I know that you guys will have them locked in on the details. And of course, behind every coach, behind every player is soccer fandom and inspiration. So each of you, Alani first, tell me your favorite soccer player and your favorite soccer team.
Oh man, my favorite soccer team. That's tough. I watch a lot of like NWSL, mm-hmm, and so like the Women's Soccer League. And I would have to say, like, I didn't necessarily have like a favorite soccer team, but because I'm in Chicago, I'm going to say the Red Stars. Okay. But don't hold me to it because again, I watch all of NWSL.
Hey, I like you picking a Chicago team.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to represent. my favorite soccer player is Andres Iniesta. He played for Barcelona.
Ooh. So smart. 2010 World Cup, right? He scored the game.
Yeah. I love him. I'm a huge fan of him.
Okay. Like, so, 2010 yeah. World Cup was a vibe, right?
Oh my gosh.
to be totally transparent, I grew up on basketball and baseball mostly. So I'm a soccer fan in that, you know, I've always watched the World Cup. I follow the big teams, but I'm not like totally in the weeds as much. However, 2010 World Cup, like I'm thinking of Shakira, Waka Waka. I'm thinking Andres Iniesta scoring against the Netherlands. And I'm thinking that song, Waving Flag by Kanan, oh, right?
Yeah.
Great World Cup. Okay, Norris,
great
how about
World
you?
Cup.
we'll rock out to Waka Waka after.
So my favorite team is unfortunately not in Chicago. They are Arsenal FC. I love Arsenal. Love Arsenal FC. Can you hear me?
Why is that?
I just grew up with that team. When I first started watching soccer on Fox Sports World way back in the day, Arsenal was the first team on with Thierry Henry, Bergkamp, Patrick Vieira, Sol Campbell, and the awesome manager Arsene Wenger. So just fell in love with that team.
All right, so Alani goes with a team that I could drive anytime to go watch. To watch Norris's team, I got to pay like $1,000 to go watch Arsenal. Wow. What's your favorite Arsenal memory? I know you Premier League fans are nuts.
Well, too young to remember.
Yeah, they're not that good, right?
Sam, easy there. Easy there, Sam.
Hey, I told you I'm a casual soccer fan, but I know the wave tops, right? Look, Arsenal's not.
Arsenal is the greatest club in the world. I'll just say that. But best Arsenal memory is probably the Invincibles team, or probably the Invincibles team where they went undefeated and won the EPL Premier League.
Favorite player?
Patrick Vieira, by far.
Okay. Okay. I don't have a Shakira-related memory of him. But I do love Andres Iniesta. Okay. Now that I know a little bit about what built you guys up as soccer coaches, hey, let's hear about these teams, all right? I want to start with Alani. This is a team that you have had to get familiar with, right? The core of the returning players, and then also adding, of course, new players via transfer, via freshmen coming in. I'm curious what you see as the identity of this women's soccer program entering the season.
That is a wonderful question in the sense of literally I just got done with session three with them. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to building an identity, we're going to do that together. And to say that we already have one would probably come along the lines of like being a coach that would already have like a game model set for them when I don't know them enough yet. And so we're in the process of creating our identity. And I'm really actually excited to guide us there. And I'm excited to see what that looks like and how different it's going to be from right now to when we played our last game at Grambling State. So there's my answer.
I know coaches never want to just pick one player, but I'm going to challenge you here. Give me at this point a player to watch for your squad. And it's not the player to watch. So you're not eliminating everyone else, just a player.
Right. I think the player to watch will be Nala Dominguez. She's coming, she's an incoming freshman. And I'm really excited to see what she can provide to our team.
So what is it about Nala that's intrigued you so far?
She's dynamic. She's different. She's a little different. She can control the tempo of a game. She's not the loudest player out there, but she's present. And I always think that those types of players are pretty special.
And she's local, right? She's from Evanston Township High School. So a former Wildcat.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's super exciting. She's kind of like playing, you know, at home, which is really great for her, for Chicago State. There's some really great local players around here, and the more we can bring in and the more it feels like home, the better, I think so.
Right. You want to keep those local players. So Nala Dominguez from Evanston playing for Chicago State, and she's intriguing you so far, of course, joining a core that got some big conference wins last year. In the final season in the Western Athletic Conference, and now in this new era. Really excited to see Nala. You know, I was actually typing up her bio the other day, and I saw she listed her date of birth, and it was 2004. And I just had a moment of like, wow, 2004? Are you kidding me? Like, that's a college student athlete, you know, this
isn't that crazy. I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, 2004, that's wild. But anyway, I'm really excited to see Nala controlling the tempo, of course, super important. Norris, tell me about your squad. Of course, you come in year two with the program, you've got a little more familiarity. So what's that carryover identity for the Cougs?
Again, as Lonnie said, we're trying to set an identity. Of course, been here the past year working with them in the spring, but we have 8 new guys coming in, so that identity can change. We're looking to play some expansive football. We're looking to play some exciting football, but our identity isn't set until we get that first week of practice down and get through preseason to understand what Chicago State men's soccer is.
Player to watch?
Oh, all the players, all of our roster. But the one standout that I do believe to watch would be Nah Reed Steven. Didn't get to suit up with us last year, kid from Barbados, but this is one kid that's going to make a splash in the NCAAs. And I'm sure that he's going to be one to watch, not only with our program, but nationwide as well.
Yeah, he was playing with their national team and not just the, you know, under 18 national team, the legit national
team. Full national team.
Now, this is something very unique about your program is so many guys with this legit high level international experience. How does that help?
I mean, when you're playing at the highest level, the highest international level, you come into the college scene, not taken away from, you know, college football, college soccer, anything like that. But when you're playing those full international games, that's just experience you really can't get anywhere else. And for them to come in and show the rest of the team how to operate, you know, at the international level and bring that to the college players that don't necessarily get that experience, it's just beneficial for our full team.
How about a newcomer to watch for your squad?
Newcomer would be Efren Rivas from Rockford, Illinois.
And why is that? A little farther from Evanston, but hometown kid in the sense of being from Illinois, for sure.
Exactly. Speaking with him through the recruiting process, and he just has that dog in him. He's just a little pit bull, just wants to work. The academics are there, but when he steps on the field, he just gets after it. And I think he has a great mentality, even as a freshman. He's just here to work, and he's here to win.
You guys are both in the final stages of finalizing those schedules, right? So with a really diverse schedule, Norris, your program competing in the MAC, and Alani, you have programs you're playing all over the board geographically. I'm curious, what is a matchup that each of you is watching as you come into this new season? So Norris, I'll start with you since you just picked up, but what's a match that you've got circled?
The next match, first preseason match, is always the next match that we're most excited about. So that would be Wisconsin starting off. So that's the match that we're focused on.
What about during the regular season? I'm gonna challenge you to think a little more big picture. I love the next match mentality. But maybe a little bone to chew on for September, October. Give me a bone.
I'll tell you, we beat Northwestern last year, and that's who we're starting off with this year. So that's the next one up, or that's in first conference, or the first regular season game, and that's the one we're looking forward to the most right now.
Yeah, a little Big Ten flavor, right, with Northwestern, with Wisconsin on the schedule, with Michigan State on the schedule. So some big opportunities against Big Ten squads. All right, Alani, you're on deck.
Of course, we also have that next match mentality, all right? I think that's super important for someone like me who's stepping into this role, not even watching a game, honestly, that we've ever played. So I think that when you're asking, like, in the regular season, who we're excited, I guess, the most to play, I truly don't have an answer to that. I haven't truly, like, been exposed to, college soccer out here. And so, I mean, California is its own kind of bubble in the sense, like, we never really left California to go play other schools. And so when it came to paying attention to schools out here, of course, you have your big name schools, right? You got the Big Ten that you're kind of watching. But other than that, my mentality is definitely the next match mentality right now. So sorry, I don't have an answer for you, but
hey, that's maybe okay. Next year. That's okay. You know, I'm just excited to watch.
Thank you.
Hey, can both of you tell me your coaching inspiration?
Wow.
Wow, I really blew you away.
Yeah, you really just blew our mind.
I can go. Okay. Mike Getman from UAB. He recruited me. He brought me in. My high school coach, Chris Keplinger. My club coach, I forget his name. It's not off the top of my head right now, but those are three influences for me, you know, to step into the coaching ranks.
I would say Robin Hart, who is the head coach at Cal State East Bay, which is where I played, of course, and then where I started my college coaching career. She truly showed me how to be myself. But set standards that are reachable. She's an incredible human being that like is is herself and only herself. So I think that like having her as my mentor really helped propel me into this profession being who I am. And then I would definitely say my fiance, who's actually the head coach at Purdue Northwest, she's incredible too. And so to have both of us kind of in the same role, kind of unexpected, but able to bounce things off of each other and support each other has been really, truly incredible. So I would say that.
I've done this over the last couple of years with coaches, and I want each of you to think very critically here, because this is an important question. This is something that will set the tone for years to come. Okay. I want you each to compare your program to a type of food.
Wow.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
A type of food that represents your program. I'm hungry.
What's like a food that's like diverse?
Gumbo? I don't know.
Is gumbo diverse?
I've had some pretty diverse gumbos, I gotta say.
I could just gumbo, like rice, your sausage, your crab, your chicken.
Are you both saying gumbo? I'm confused.
I think so.
I guess.
You gotta have different ones
to make gumbo. You know, like it's not just if you take out one ingredient, this like it's not gumbo.
Yeah,
you know, so like this whole team thing, like you take one person out and it's not. You gotta have everything. You have to have everyone.
So both of you are going gumbo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So women's soccer and men's soccer are gumbo. You know, that's hilarious because the coaches last year, they weren't on a pod together like this. I asked them independently on media day about 2 hours apart from each other, and each of them said lasagna. And frankly, the reasons were very similar to gumbo, just in that lasagna, you know, you've got a lot of moving parts, right? You've got the pasta, you've got the cheese, you've got the, you know, maybe red or meat sauce. You could even have like an Alfredo or Bernays sauce, but gumbo is sort of similar. So I like it. I mean, hey, I like gumbo better than lasagna. So awesome, guys. Hey, I appreciate both of you. This is going to be a lot of fun. I can tell we've got energy, right? This feels like a lot of energy with the two of you coming in to lead men's and women's soccer. So this will be a fun season. I'll, of course, be with you high atop the pitch, calling the action, and really excited to watch your squads.
Thank you, man. Sam. We appreciate you, man.
We do. Yeah.
Thank you both. Hey, this is Sam back in the studio. Big thanks to Norris. Big thanks to Alani. Both the men and the women will start later this month under their first-year head coaches. So exciting stuff coming on the pitch. And, of course, with all of our other fall sports and then basketball to follow in November. As always, I am Sam Brief, imploring you to have a wonderful rest of your week. We are always grateful for your support here on the Shy State Pod. Make sure you subscribe, Spotify, Apple. Also follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This has been another edition of the Shy State Pod. Adios from Chicago.